We're starting a new program this week, and we're going to start talking on a regular basis with the new Parsons Police Chief, Robert Spinks. How are you?
I'm doing great, and good morning to everybody in the Parsons area in southeast Kansas.
You just started your duties in Parsons the first of this month.
I've already done a lot of different meetings with community leaders. We're starting to get me on the speaker circuit. And, of course, if any local group in town needs a speaker, they can call the Parsons Police Department. I'd be more than happy to show up and kind of share what's happening in their police department.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been in law enforcement for almost 38 years. Started in Eugene, Oregon. Worked in the Seattle metropolitan area for the Port of Seattle Police and in the suburbs. And ended up being a chief. This will be my fifth time. I did not necessarily intend to be the fix-it guy, but on the West Coast, I went in and fixed police departments. So now I'm in the point in my career where I got to actually really pick the community that I wanted to eventually call truly home and, maybe down the road retire in.
Sounds like you have a variety of experience, not only in community policing, but also working with colleges.
I'm not the usual kind of police chief, and I take that to be a good thing. I've got two different master's degrees, some postgraduate work in psychology. I've been an instructor for law enforcement topics, but also an adjunct university professor since, late 1980s. I've had about 4,600 students in my classes, and I like to build and create things.
Sounds like you even have a radio background.
Out in the West Coast, I got involved with a community radio station, which was really kind of a mental health fun. It was not connected in any way to police work, so that was kind of great, and had a rock and roll show. I was the only armed police chief in America, and did 512 shows. It was called the 5-0 Radio Show, and then also did another show that we started to syndicate that was a countdown show, and then I was the general manager as a volunteer and had 100 volunteers in this nonprofit community radio station. And then when I went to McNeese State University and was a police chief there, lo and behold, they were just getting ready to create a radio station. And I was part of the build team and then later the management team for that radio station.
Are y'all moved in now?
We're trying to sell a house in Louisiana. My wife is a juvenile probation officer, so she's wrapping up all of her cases. But as soon as we can sell that house in Louisiana, we will be looking for the perfect great house here inside the city limits. Yes, your police chief is going to be living inside the city limits of your town, available 24 hours a day.
You've been listening to a brand new program. In fact, we haven't even got a name for it yet. Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks is going to be visiting with us on a weekly basis.